Should we play a song from JP Ho and then, or do you want to get out of here right away?
What are you talking about?
You.
You're talking to me?
Yeah.
I don't care. I've got a little window.
A window.
Well, members of my
Did you come here without
napping?
A guitar again?
Yeah, I did.
We talked about this last time. I just happened to have one last time.
You don't have one.
I don't think I have one this time.
Well,
he's got a beautiful voice.
He does. Do you know any Acapulco songs?
Acapulco songs.
Sorry.
All right. I'm just gonna go with the dead air because.
Okay.
Yeah. Well. Should we play a song though?
Sure. Yeah.
Do you want to hear a JP Ho song?
Yay!
Do you have a favorite JP Ho song?
Are you looking at me when you say these things?
Yeah. Plus, okay. I'm trying to pull it up on the computer at the same time. So.
Do I have a favorite song? I don't know. Why don't you pull something from Mannequin?
Okay. I like that record.
And. Okay, well, we did a song on there called Bittersweet, and it was like the first time I tried to write a song on ukulele, and our percussion for that song, we recorded us playing our pants.
You played your pants.
We sat on chairs, John Paul Peters and myself. And
were the legs in the pants at the time?
Legs were in pants.
Okay.
And
so it wasn't just the pants. You played your pants.
We sat on chairs. John Paul Peters and myself. And
were the legs in the pants at the time?
Legs were in pants.
Okay.
And
so it wasn't just the pants.
We just smacked our legs until we found like a little loop. And and I don't know. It seemed fun. So it was written in Australia.
Like, well, we're going to play that from JP Ho. If you're just tuning in, this is Tell the Band to Go Home. We've been here for a little while. We're celebrating UMFM Pledge-O-Rama, trying to keep our station going and growing, and we'd love your support. 204-474-6610. Here's something from JP. Tell the Band to Go Home.
I bet you saw me start to stray. Your photographs I kept at bay, so I would not forget you not. I'm struggling to defend my plan. The verses lead me down this path. It's bittersweet. Us I cannot keep. And we say, oh no. Set in stone, and instantly the change is made. The better side, the age old rate of lonely thoughts and heavy hearts. And we say, oh no, not fighting to stay. I might be at fault forever today. Reason finally screams to me. Loneliness I'm sure I'll see, but I'm not the cheat, and it's bittersweet. And we say, oh no. Oh,
There's J.P. Ho. That's from his album Mannequin, Bittersweet. You heard the traveling pants. We have other guests joining us already. But J.P., you're back, and once again, you're gearing up for the big Ho-Ho-Ho show.
Yeah.
Every year you say...
Last one.
I don't know if I'm going to do this again. But every year you do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was sort of unavoidable because I took most of the year off, like, of... touring to, we've got like a new baby.
Yeah, congratulations on that. That's
and my
very
wife's
exciting.
On mat leave, and I thought, okay, there's never going to be a moment in my life where Lindsay's at home for the year, and we got a new baby. This will be the last one, I'm sure. So I thought, okay, I'll enjoy this moment of life as much as possible.
Yeah.
And so we're broke, pretty much.
We're gotta
totally
do a fundraiser
and
for
utterly
you next
broke,
week,
so we're desperate for this show to go well. And right now it's kind of the sleepless nights of waking up and trying to type down ideas and getting lost in them, and it's overwhelming, but. Hopefully it goes well.
Does it get harder every year to come up with new stuff? Because, I mean, every year I assume you put forward your best stuff, right? And then you go, oh, crap, now what are we going to do?
Well, best is like a subjective thing. It gets much harder every year. Like the list, there's an ongoing list all year long. And then there'll be a few sort of like gatherings with friends where all like just, say, okay, what about this idea? And then they'll say, nope, pass. Or they're like, okay, maybe. And it's tricky to think, okay, what did we do last year? Not what were the exact things, but what were sort of like, what were the reactions and what was the goal of each little moment? And then also never lose focus that, like, this is a concert.
Yeah.
So it's super tough, and it's also hard trying to find like other festive songs.
Yeah.
We try not, like, since we moved over to the Burt, we've like been very adamant about like try not to repeat any of the same like Christmas songs or holiday songs like from other people. But that's starting to get a little bit tricky because there's only so many that I actually like.
Yeah.
I think we might be starting to get into like to the end of like the list of good stuff. So, I don't know. Either way, whatever. It's fun, and hopefully it goes well, and we don't offend anybody.
It better be good. The thing is, 2 months, actually exactly 2 months away, right? And there's like 25 seats left or something. No, seriously.
No. There's a little bit more than
that. The back row of the third balcony is if you want a seat on that bench way up at the top, you can have it. Other than that, you're out of luck.
Well, we've been very fortunate of
so is it time to move to the concert hall?
We thought about it.
Really?
It's tricky because I don't really know what to do. I don't know. That's not the side of my brain that works.
Because I'm not real good at planning 3 months in advance.
No.
I'm not good at planning tomorrow or even today for that matter. So
no, well, we released early this year.
I usually miss out.
Our hand felt forced this year, so we're like, okay, well, let's just do it in September. Even though I totally understand people going, hey, don't talk about holiday stuff in September. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I'm with you.
Plus, it's a Friday night in December.
But I'm sorry.
When's my Christmas party going
to
be?
Well, that's the thing. We're trying to beat those Christmas parties. We're trying to...
Oh, so you want me to schedule the Christmas party around your
That's
thing?
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
We're trying to see how much power
we
have
Christmas
within the city. Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
But, it should be good. And then
it's always good. Jeremy and I went last year. We had a great time there to the J.P. Ho Holiday Show. Remember, we sat way up there because we couldn't get good seats.
Did you stay awake for the whole show?
Well, it was a little tough at times, but, we did our best. We had a lot of fun.
Well, that's good. Thank you for coming, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
We just went to, Lindsay and I took Parker to his first arena show to go see Paul.
Oh, really?
And, first of all, didn't know the guy can play 39 songs in a row.
Yeah.
That was Unbelievable. Parker made it to
Could
song
you play
30.
39 songs in a row?
No. The holiday show was usually like 28 to 30.
And you got lots of guests spread out.
Yeah, 39 was, that was wild. And they don't drink water on stage.
What?
That blew my mind.
What do you mean? Like nobody?
Nope.
That's a thing?
Nobody.
Why?
Because Paul McCartney is a robot. And his band are a bunch of Disney robots that were stolen from one of the parks, and they just play.
That makes no sense to me.
Yeah. But it was very good. Anyway.
Well, you can't be that broke if you could afford to go to McCartney. That's all I'm saying.
Well, they were by the beginning of the year. Okay, listen, man. yeah.
Yeah. So in all this downtime, have you been writing new music? Is there other stuff on the go though?
Yeah. Yeah, there's like
it would seem logical
like
if you're gonna stay home, you might as well.
And we just have to sort of get down to it and find a way to make it happen. And we'll probably do like a crowdfunding thing and then like early in the new year. And
you haven't done that yet, have you?
I've never done it.
One of the holdouts. If Del Barber can do it,
yeah,
anybody
well, that's
can
the
do
thing,
it.
Del. Boy, do I ever have a axe to pick with you.
What's big axes, man?
Well, I have no skills. Like I see Del's like campaign. It's like, I'll make you a dining room table.
He'll bring you one of his own chickens.
What do you want? I'll shear some sheep and knit you a sweater. Like I have no helpful, useful abilities, and so it's, I don't know. I did think maybe I'll try and like I'll offer to make people something, and if it turns out to be garbage, that's on them.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the bar has been raised, and I'm gonna bring it right back down.
Yeah.
And so yeah, we'll try it out. I mean, it's because it's a different world out there with streaming and what have you. And I don't hold a grudge to anybody, you know, people in particular, because that's just it's so easy to use.
Yeah.
But at the same token, it's real world dollars that make records, and
right.
And you can't just say, well, take it out of your touring.
Yeah.
Because, well, the whole business was like a giant pie of. Yeah. Touring and selling records.
Yeah.
And to lose 50% or whatever it is, like, of that revenue is, it's real. And yeah. So, yeah, hopefully we'll see what happens. And if it goes well, it goes well. And maybe it'll just be me and a pair of spoons.
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
It's the same thing I told Barber for years. The game has changed. I know you're proud. I know you don't want to take charity, but it's not. It's people helping you out to make the record that we want to see, and we want to help you with it. It's the way the game works now.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a different game.
It's sort of like the olden days of like dukes and duchesses, you know, paying Mozart to make me something.
Well,
and
that is exactly like that, yeah.
So we just need a lot of dukes and duchesses out there who are down to clown with something they don't know what it's going to sound like.
Yeah.
That's all. And hope people are good. And I think people are starting to get it and realize that, like, a studio costs money and engineers cost money. Like, these are people's jobs.
Yeah.
And as much as, like, it'd be fun to just make records at home, that's, like, there is, like, a real, I think, there's a fine, like, a very clear line of something that's professionally made and something that you can put a lot of heart into at home. It doesn't necessarily sound as good. But yeah, I don't want to be a preachy or anything weird like that.
Yeah.
I just want to make music and tour Europe and Canada and have a family, and that's it.
That sounds like a good plan to me.
Yeah.
I'll support it.
Come and eat some pickles here.
Yeah.
I heard there's some pickles, but well, listen, I don't want to eat up too much time, but I just came by to say hi and make a pledge.
I really appreciate you making it down.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Thanks for everything you do.
Well, it's
happy Sweet 16.
It's great. Yeah. Station turned 20 this year, which is pretty good.
That's very cool.
It is. Yeah.
And you've been here for 16 of those 20 years?
At least. Yeah. Yeah.
You really grow. Yeah. When are you jumping the shark?
Oh, long ago. Oh. It was like show two. Yeah.
Show two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. The other 750 have all been downhill.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But, well, good luck.
Yeah.
And thanks for all you do.
Well, thanks for coming down here. It's always a pleasure. And I don't know if we've talked yet about the middle of nowhere thing. That was pretty awesome. I don't know why you sat on that record for so long, because it was great. It was tons of fun.
Well, oh boy. Thanks. I'm very proud of it, and I loved it. And yeah, I wish we could have taken it abroad. And
well, I wish you could have done more than one show.
Right?
Actually, there was two shows. I wasn't invited to the second one.
There was two shows.
Yeah,
and
nobody invited me.
You know, that's kind of the thing. When you put a group of five individuals together, you need five individuals to also... be available, and yeah. So that's tricky. That's tricky to navigate, yeah. but it was a nice slice of whatever, and there's some songs there that I'm very, very, very proud of, and I'm happy to add now to my own sort of catalog, and it was a nice situation, and I would never be opposed to like. Trying to do something like that again.
Well, I was going to say, is there any point in hoping that there'll be an album two or anything? Okay. We can hope for whatever we want, right? Yeah.
Yeah, probably not this formation, but...
I hear Dull Barber's looking for work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Harvest Done.
I'm always looking for work.
Those guys are great. Yeah.
All right.
You eat a pickle well.
What else should we play here, JP? I know you're...
I don't know.
You got family stuff.
Well...
You can pick anything. Doesn't even have to be yours. I mean, we love your songs.
Okay,
but.
Great. You know what I always like? You drive a hard bargain, but not the Ron Sexsmith version.
Oh, okay.
Version.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Emmylou's version?
Yeah, Emmylou's version.
Okay, we can
do
that.
I don't know. It just kills me.
We should also play something off the Middle of Nowhere record.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Play the last song. Can you do that one?
I can do that.
That one is a... I don't know if I talked about this last time, but like that's a special song because that was written to our wives. And,
right.
Because this is such a... Like a kind of a... It's a weird... Some might say stupid job. That you're constantly... leaving the people that you love more than anything and how the song is from the perspective of our wives of how they've got to find a way to make it work and that when we all sort of got into this job or got into this relationship that was kind of like a you don't really think ahead to when families show up and trying to make everything work and I know that probably if my wife had her way, she would love for me to be at home all the time, but she doesn't say that because she knows that this is so special to me and important, and I put a lot of effort and time into it, and so the least that we could do is write a song for them, and so this will always be one of the most special songs I've ever been a part of.
Awesome. Well, we're going to play both those. Thanks, JP. You can still get a few tickets left for the Ho 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 Holiday Show, December 14th, Ticketmaster. And...
You know what? Let's give two of those back row seats away, if you want.
Like, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think I have to clear it with anybody. I hope not.
Okay.
I mean...
Well, it's too late.
Well, there's one group, but that should be fine. So, how about... I don't know. What if people make a... I don't know. Make a pledge...
Should we have a draw or just give it to the next one?
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll
have a draw.
Above my pay grade.
We'll have a draw.
Sure. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah. So a couple of tickets to the Ho 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 Holiday Show, and we'll draw for those later on for all of our kind and generous donors. Well, thanks, buddy.
Okay, yeah, my pleasure.
And good luck. And the Germans are asking when you're coming back. Hopefully you're coming back to see the Germans.
Oh, man. Honestly, can I just say that I love the Germans.
Isn't it an amazing place?
I wish I could only work in just Germany and Canada and Germany and Canada. That's all I want.
Yeah.
I like the food and the coffee and the people. I mean, not in that order. people, food, coffee. And, we talk about it a lot at home.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. All right. Thanks.
Thanks.
204-474-6610 if you want to get in on that draw and support the station. UMFM Pledgerama, 204-474-6610 or umfm.com/donate. I'm a bit run down.
but I'm okay. Just feel like calling it a day. But you send me back to the start. You drive a hard bargain. Each time I'm headed. Determined to go there. It seems I never get far. You drive a hard bargain. You drive a hard bargain. How's a girl supposed to feel? Someone like you.
You could be
when we started out, we both agreed to go where this should lead. The days move slowly, some stand still, just waiting it through. I put the kids to sleep, I give them kisses, tell them once from you. Am I asking too much for this heartache to end? I won't ask you for more than you can give. I'll be here when you get in. I'll be here when you get in. I'll be here.
All right, we're back on UMFM Pledge-O-Rama. That's Middle of Nowhere, Winnipeg supergroup featuring J.P. Ho. And before that, we heard Amy Lou Harris with her version of Ron Sexsmith's Hard Bargain.